Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jordan Hurd IV is the Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Black Coach Association All-Circuit Selection. Last year, for what he did on the EYBL, he's going to top it this year. Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. But 100 people can say that in this great country. Usually joins us on Wednesdays, but coming off the big EYBL weekend in Memphis, we wanted to get the immediate recap from this weekend. You can follow him on X, of course, at Dream Big Hurd, and he's on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. Coach, it looked like from all accounts, and I'm including your performance over the weekend, but also by the place being packed out. You had talked about it last Wednesday, the event, the EYBL event over the Memphis Sports and Event Center. Looks like it was all a success, including y'all. 2-1?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a success, like you say, on and off the court, far as, economically for the city, and just a good look overall. And then it was really good for Team Thad also as we performed really well. I had one of our toughest schedules, played two top five teams, so pretty good.
So tell me about the two top five teams, because you knocked off one of them, and then the one that you mm-hmm. had told us, I think you had told us they're number one in the country, the Oakland mm-hmm. Soldiers. Tell us a little bit about that game. I know for folks that have read about it, but I'm sure we've got plenty that don't know about that game, how tight things were. It was against the best prospect in the country, right, AJ?
Best prospect. So you had AJ Dubai, he's the number one player in 2020. You had Tyron Stokes, he's the number one player in the nation in 2026.
Right.
You had Chris Oversaw, he's number 23 in the class. You had two number one players in the class. You had three top 25s, and you had four top 50s because they got TG cards. So on paper, nobody is touching them probably in the last decade. And, we have Jasper, which rated top 10, but outside of him, we have a bunch of just really, really good playing hard dudes, but they're not rated high. So, on paper, we were a 20-point underdog or more going in it. And, we were leading the whole game all the way up to, like, the last minute of the game. So I'm very proud of them. You know, we don't take no more victories or nothing like that. But, we played and, a little number one politics came in towards the end, though. But it was a really, really good game. And, I would tell you this, the city was out. Well, you went in there, Jason.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you, Herb. We came Saturday. My son and I saw the parking lot and the line, and we turned back around. I mean, the place was absolutely packed, and that's a good thing for Memphis. But for me, taking the sun without the press pass, brother, it was crazy outside.
Yeah, hit me up next
crazy
time,
inside. I don't like to use my pool, Coach. You know, I don't like to ask for favors, man. I like to be I want to teach my son we're the common man, right? Common man can do great things. That's what I want. So I appreciate that. But tell me about it. Tell me about the Memphis crowd. You had asked Memphis to come out and support. Man, it looked like you got it.
It was crazy. All those cars you see, I'm not just saying this. It got so bad that it's 16 courts in there. It's eight on each side. The eight that was on our side, nobody was at no other game. Maybe somebody, mama, daddy,
they
everybody, people were standing on, like, so many security came. They were trying to make people go to this. It's like, it's no, like, even my bench, behind my bench when I call a timeout, the crowd would have knew the plays too, because it was the, everybody, it was nowhere to go behind the clock. It was off the meters. It was off the meters that night. It was a sight to see.
And then tell us a little bit more about Jasper, like who is an absolute freak. Not just what, you know, not just the entire performance, but in that game too, Coach, didn't he? I mean, he lived up to the hype and brought it in that game against the Oakland Soldiers. I know he's reopened his recruitment, but Coach, he seems like he's getting better, and he was already damn good.
Yeah, Jasper. I mean, to me, you know, I mean, you could take it either way, but and not being total biased, but Jasper was the best player on the court that night.
It looked like it.
And he came, and we jumped on them. Jace, I wish you could have brought your son. It was amazing. We jumped on them like 10-2. They caught like there's like a bullet is getting. Somebody finally hit them back. You know what I'm saying? They were like, oh, my, they boys came to play. And it's a quote, I think, in the commercial appeal. I don't know who wrote it. They interviewed A.J. Devine. He was just bragging on, not bragging, but saying, man, that team right there.
I saw that.
They one of the most aggressive teams I done played against. He was pretty much saying more physical teams. And they for real, you know what I mean? They might not have no names and stuff, but in so many words, he was there. I don't want to play them again. You know what I'm saying?
Who was the player that he singled out in that story, Coach? It was a number.
So this is the funny thing. Even though we're not ranked, I got two kids that ain't scared of none, tough as nails. He's the number 12, DeAndre, from Mississippi. And I got a kid, Melo. He held Tyron Stokes, the other number one. And they did an incredible job, Coach. I mean, AJ hit some AJ shots towards the end of the game, but if you're talking about as far as a whole, like I think they might have had, we had them to like maybe 27 points at halftime or something like that. I mean, we were really, really doing good with the defense. But Jasper, he was going off. He was doing Jasper things, and I do give AJ credit. AJ started holding Jasper, like, you know, and for him to be that next level NBA guy, the Paul George, the people they think he gonna be. And he showed he do want to play both ends of it. But Jasper had an incredible weekend. 6'5", 6'6", point guard that can do it all and score. Had an incredible weekend.
He's an absolute stud. A.J. Dibonsta, I'm trying to pronounce it the right way, who's number one prospect you just mentioned. It's him and Boozer? Is he hands down in your mind the number one prospect? Like, there is no debate? Just curious about him, Dibonsta.
I would say that if we're talking about, like,
this is 28
projection.
Yeah, okay.
And we're talking about, like, right now, I mean, productivity-wise, man, Boozer is right there, too. Now, Boozer is a bad boy as far as, like, productivity-wise. I think AJ might be a bigger NBA star, but Boozer, NBA guy, too, but Boozer pretty good.
Do you know that Kenny Smith left the set, had Vince Carter subbing in for him because he was at this thing, along with Olajuwon and I know Carmelo Anthony? I know you don't. You know, you run with these guys, so you're not, you know, that you're never in awe of the star power that was in the building, man. But you had Carmelo, Kenny Smith, and Hakeem Olajuwon up in there. Chris got a couple autographs.
Yeah, you should have, bro. You know, it was crazy. I didn't know this because I was so locked in. They all was at their game.
Yes, they were watching you, dude. They were watching you that game. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
They say, you know, Lala was there. I mean, it was so many people was calling me like, Yeah, they was at that game, so it was big. But, no, yeah, it was great. Kenny, you know, Kenny Smith has a team in it.
Kenny's. I know Beal's got a team, but he was just in the playoffs getting dispatched. So he was there last year, I want to tell you, wasn't he? Bradley Beal was there with his team last year.
Yeah.
So you will get these guys up in there.
Yeah, we did it late last year. Memphis was Memorial Weekend, so everybody who didn't make it to the championship. But that game we played that night for people who never got a chance to experience, that's how Peace Jam is.
Yeah.
That's the Peace Jam feel. Yeah. And we do have one kid I got to give credit to on the line. My big kid, Jamarian Flemings, he's going, even though he's not rated now, I give it another month or two, he's going to be top 50 in the country. He's one of the best big men in the country. He's proved that every game this week. I think I didn't told you about him a couple times too, Jason. Like, he's going to blow up, I've been telling people. But he 6'9", 6'10", Memphis is on him some too. But he was a big deal of what we had going there. The guys just played great, man, hard for me and team ball. to be real with you, Jason, now that everybody got to see how coach got to see how great the team was from playing together, I'm getting a lot of calls this morning, 4 and 5 stars want to move over now. And but my boys have played so well together. I'm going to be real with you, Jason. I might take one, but I'm not finna just flip because I just want to give these kids the opportunity they deserve because they have been so productive and played so hard for me. Like the second team we played with the 2 5-stars, the family, they're the top 5 team. We beat them by 20-some points just because of our culture and how hard they played. Because on paper, we were supposed to lose to every team this weekend.
Yeah, and then you beat Bradley Beal in the first one, right?
Beat Bradley Beal by 15. Yeah, and so, and, you know, and
excellent.
And at one point was double digits up even against the Soldiers, you know. So I just feel like, you know, sometimes you don't want to mess with chemistry and you don't want to mess with people who work hard for you. So we definitely want to continue to balance that out.
You had been going around, you know, whether it was on radio, whether it was in newspaper, whether it was on television, talking about how big this is for Memphis in terms of the economic impact, because you knew it from last year how big this was. And you know in terms of, I mean, 174 teams coming into town, what that looks like and how much of an impact economically that can have on a city. We got the numbers from Memphis Tourism this morning, $2.8 million in terms of impact to go with those 174 teams, 5,000-plus hotel rooms. So I'm laying all that out there in front of you, Herd, because I know how tight you are with those Nike execs. How happy were they? And it's the same question we were sort of asking you after last year. Does it feel like they're comfortable enough that they're going to keep bringing this thing back? I know J.J. Greer had said, yeah, we're welcoming them back next year. I didn't know if that means automatically coming back. Have you talked to those folks? Is Memphis going to be a staple? Do we know it'll be year to year? What's the word?
I hadn't talked to them. They give us our stuff year to year. We usually have a director's meeting after the season in either Vegas or LA or something like in September, October, or November, and then they kind of give us the dates for the following year. But for right now, I feel like they're happy. And I don't want to do this, Jason, because I don't do this much, like, because that's not my field, so I don't want to, like, call anybody out. But far as the tourist people, I think they're a little off. I think it brought more money than that. Ooh. I really do.
Are you challenging Memphis Tourism?
I'm not challenging them. I respect them, but I want to add an asterisk by, because I'm going to be real. I knew a couple other people who do the same thing and was coming up with numbers, and they were saying it's hard to come up with 100% accurate numbers because you don't know where everybody went in 80. Are you just talking about at the facility alone?
I'm talking about with hotel rooms, probably. I mean, I'm sure Memphis Tourism, including full, you know, food bought. I don't know how they get to the number, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Let's be real. I don't want to take anybody's job. They don't know if they came into my house and got any house plates.
What did you want it to be, Herd? $4 to $5 million? $3 million is a huge economic impact off of a...
It is, but I know how Nike spend money, and I just know how many people was here from even Nike media and stuff, and it's more than $3 million.
Okay, Herd.
Think about it. We was off last year. The number was way bigger than that you said last year.
Was it, though? I don't know. I didn't think it was bigger than that. All right. Well, I will double check with Memphis Tourism following what this accountability check.
We love you, Memphis Tourism.
We love you, J.J. Greer. We love you, Kevin Kane.
I'm not challenging you guys at all. I want to put that out there. We're working together. Memphis Tourist team, that we all in this together, okay? We want the common goal is to get Nike back here. So I live debate about if Herd thinks the summer's right. Let me just let everybody know I'm not challenging them. I'm not against them because these guys do a great job and that's not my fear to speak on.
I don't know.
I just know how Nike spends money, and I know the people here. I know that's a hard fact to come up with because even, you know, not to bring this up on, or even the nightlife, I know so much stuff that was getting impacted. So, it was more than $3 million spent from the Nike people in this city. That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Brad was talking. I see you got all the receipts in your calculator right beside you right there. Brad was telling me they were all up in the club as well, you know, that we hit up, Love and everything else. So, you're right. That counts, too, in the number, in the economic impact. All right, I got to ask you before I let you go, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, your flexibility letting us move you over to Monday. We got the news on Jaden Quaintance heading over to Arizona State, so it's done and finished in terms of we don't know yet on NIL for him and what he finishes with. But what is Arizona State getting in terms of Jaden Quaintance, and is he going to make the kind of difference for Bobby Hurley where they're back on the map? What do you think?
Man, I got to tell you, he's a really, really good player. He's one of the most versatile players in the country. He can do everything at 6'10". Granted, he's 16, so, you know, I just want to see how that physicality worked his first year. He'll just be just fine. He's going to be a future probably lottery pick, a first rounder here really, really soon because he got to stay in college 2 years. I thought Memphis was more of a safer choice, and meet even some of the people around them because I'm being so young. They think the physicality in American wouldn't have been the same, and
I do. Yeah.
But with his family, Arizona State getting something good. And I know people are, oh, they wasn't even in the picture. I'm like, well, you know, with his you know, people called. You know, people was calling me even though I wasn't in that situation and constantly, you know, up in this and that. So you know, a lot of people like this out the blue, Arizona State or whatever. But you know, Harley's a good coach, Dan, and that's the brother, my bad. But he's a good coach, and hopefully, you know, they do well there and everything like that. But kind of hate it for Tiger fans. They were really excited. Someone ran up to me over the weekend asking me about him and stuff like that. But, you know, he kind of picked his decision. I guess everybody got to respect it.
Hey, man, congratulations on a great start to your EYBL season. I was seeing all over Facebook, you know, folks were recognizing that you were playing two top five teams. I seen all over Facebook said, this team, that team, man. They got something. You were getting you were turning heads. I know you're used to that, man, but you made a lot of noise, and I know you made you certainly made Memphis proud this weekend, brother. So, Coach, we appreciate your flexibility and your time, man, and continued success to you, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You,
he all is right. Norton Hurd IV, Team Thayer Program Director and Coach. He's our man in the know when it comes to grassroots, and so when it comes to $2.8 million economic impact, if Norton Hurd IV says it was a little more, we might need to go back and check the books. No,
I actually think
from JJ this morning. Well, I feel pretty good about those numbers.
You feel you're probably $6,000 to $10,000 per hotel takeover by each team, times however many teams. The nightlife
thing. 174 teams.
So if that's 174, I would probably multiply that by $10,000 each because a premium hotel room is a couple hundred dollars per player or team. Some teams might be bigger than that. Sometimes staff might be smaller than that. But generally, you're probably talking 20 people. And that's $10,000 for that hotel room.
That got us to 1.7.
So that's 1.7 right there. If you think about the nightlife, I think that'll carry the $300,000 off of one party individually that I was aware of this weekend, if you know what I'm saying.
I'll be honest with you. I don't care if it was $4 million, $3 million, $2.8 million, whatever it was. It was good for
Memphis.
I
like the energy for the city, though, and Hurd is on point with that.
There's no question about it. And again, a good start for Team Thad off to a 2-1 start on the Nike EYBL circuit. You know, it's all about qualifying for the Peach Jam.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.